要是 Amen， 也没有和人和好人和的时候。Three stems of revelation, number one, that the covenant of Halacha should be the moment of Halacha, should be Chavar Halacha, just like your moment is Chavar Halacha. The Haskin and Atzmacha Rumen Kaya, she any Yerushal. Prepare yourself for the entire. You have to be prepared. You can't take it for granted. She any Yerushal. She can't inherit her. No inheritance for Taya. And therefore, you're going to have to make preparations. So, prerequisites. Number three, V'chol Masecha Yiyu L'Shem Shemai. All the mice in the person should be done L'Shem Shemai. Nice collection. What's the tzaddik shav over here? What's Rabbi Yossi in particular saying here relative to things that we've said before? So the first one, at least we can see a clear relationship to what Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Lazar said, Yehi kavoy haver hacha v'lecha kashacha. So Rabbi Yossi is now telling us a parallel din, but instead of saying kavoy haver, he's saying mom haver. And this is a little bit strange. There's a little difficulty here, in that chavivus for covered atzmai, the covered chavivu, so we had some understanding of that last time when we talked about the lover. But chavivus for momoi as a positive thing, especially toikidei dibur was saying, kol masecha yeh l'shem shemayim, everyone here is so clear. We would assume that the same mission that's saying that Kol Masecha Yeh L'Shem Shemayim would see Momin simply as a means to attain ends. And Chavivus is not something that applies itself very well to means. Chavivus is something that applies itself to something that's tachlis. So kavod chavercha should be chavivus for the kavod chaver himself. I hear that. For mom. And here again we have the dual relationship here. That number one, I have to understand the kavod kishercha, and then I have to take it to understand properly the kavod chavercha, the mom chaver. Happens in the cloud. What is mom chavercha? In Chavid, tell us more than Moisigzel, for example. What does that mean exactly? What exactly does the Vivus of Moment entail? So there's a Rebbeinu Yonah here that obviously is coming to explain this, and that's obviously is it to understand what is it that he explains. It's Derech HaRishonim, very short words. Yeh Mon Chavecha Chol Lecha Keshachal. He has four words to say on the subject. L'kayim boi ritzoin bai. You got it? Didn't get it. L'kayim boi ritzoin bai. If you know what it means to be choviv, we're not talking about don't steal. We're not talking about roisachmud. We're not talking about any of the lavin of Torah of Mammon. We're talking about some special madriga, and the nafkimina l'maisa is l'kayim boi ritzoin bai. What exactly is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to explain? What exactly are we supposed to understand? On the second one, Askein Atzma Chaluma Toyo She'in Yerusha. That's a very seemingly strange combination of words. It means that we would have thought that it's Yerusha Lach, and therefore you don't have to prepare. And the Yetzer Hara may bring even a positive to teach you. That's Yerusha. What do you mean? Yerusha kills Yaakov. There it is. A Yerusha Chayes. So the Mishnah has to tell us that, no. Can't rely on that. That's for all Chayes. But you in particular, regardless of who your father is, but even who your Rebbe is, can't rely on that. And therefore, there's process. So therefore, I would have thought you would say, you are telling me that you can't rely on the chashivas of your Rebbe, your father. You have to go at it for yourself. So I would say, therefore, you got the petition. All of the Rishayim explain that that's not what it means, Haskin Atzmacho. But Haskin Atzmacho, we'll take the Ben Yehuda for example. Haskin Atzmacho, the Ben Yehuda says, B'midos ha-chashumos. Prepare yourself in midos. It's talking about midos. Why? Kidei she-tomo le-tayo re-tagiyo ha-manas ha-chashumos. Kidei ha-minun le-el, v'loi am-ha-oretz chosim. So the first time he said very little words we didn't understand, and he says quite a few more words, and we don't understand. Yeah. We know that Le'am Oretz Chosid, that I understand. But I don't know that Chosid is the prerequisite for Lumina Tayyar. Here he's going the other way. He says, you want to get the Tayyar? How are you going to get the Tayyar? So there's two ways. One way is Yerusha, but the Mishnah tells you, sorry, it doesn't work. And the other way is you have to get the Chassidus. You tell me, you have to be Mesachin your Midus. You have to be Mesachin your Midus. Torah is Nikkus. Memchas Dvor. There are halachas, there are ways, how prerequisites. It shouldn't have to show and be a Nezim Zov Ba'as Mazidah. That Torah HaMufa'er shouldn't be in a clean Torah. So the Torah is telling you very strongly that you have to have a proper preparation of the Kli, the Nefesh. The group has to be properly prepared to be a Kli Roi Rekabot Torah. But where the Chassidus come in here? Ask and ask for Midas Chashuvos, Kidei Shatum with HaTorah, with the Gia Almanas of Chassidus. Now who you have to go, you have to aim for. You have to aim for Chassidus. Kidei Mirel Lo'am Oretz Chosid. Usually you understood Lo'am Oretz Chosid is telling you something about Chassidus. That you would think that you can come to Chassidus even though you're on Oretz. So the Mishnah tells you no. If you're on Oretz, forget about it. Chassidus is not a farmer ask. But now, Rav Yehuda is telling us a further thing. The halacha that we're learning here is limud Torah. You know, limud Torah is trying to get you to be a person who's limud Torah, is a person who's being mafki himself from the Oretz. I'm an Oretz. A person who's mafki himself from the Oretz, you know where he's heading to? He's heading to Chassidus. It doesn't say whoever is not an Oretz is a Chassid. But the equation is a two-way street to Rav Yehuda saying, at least in direction. That just like on the negative, if you're not, if you are a Moritz, then you're not going to be a Chassid. Then if you're going away from being a Moritz, if not, that you're going to get the Chassidus, but at least you're in the direction, that's how you're supposed to do. So he's not telling you just a prerequisite. He has three steps here. He says, prepare Midos in order to learn Torah with the Gia minus Chassidus. So he made a sandwich here. The Haskin Atzmacha, Lumo Torah, Hashem Yerusha lost the Ben Yehuda, and there's the same which it says. It starts with being Tikkun HaMidos, that will bring you to Limud HaTorah, and then you can get to Chassidus. Where do you get that from? Ben Yehuda can do that. He has special privileges, and he can do what he wishes. Okay, that's one fact. I'm not sure I accept it fully. I think about it. But there's a very Mechudish to Kipshat Le'am Oretz Chosid, which he didn't explain exactly. And the third one, V'chol Ma'asecho Yil L'Shem Shemayim. This is a very big story here. And they will read, for starters, when we read for starters the Ben Yehuda's klal at the end, he has a very lengthy discussion of the whole Masechta Yilchim Shemayim. As he goes down the Mishnah, his discussions get longer. So on the whole Masechta Yilchim Shemayim, he has about a page. And all the way at the end, he has a klal. Klal is called Dabon. Chayev Odom Lassum Eimot V'Liboy HaKol D'Rochav. The person has to put his heart and his eyes, full attention, to the Bible. I'll call Jerochov on all of his ways. The Lishkol is called Naisov, the Mozne Asekol, and all of his Naisim have to be measured out in the way, the scales of the Sekol. Because Shiroyo Dovah Shemeiv Lidei Avayi Saboroi Yaseno, if you see something that's going to bring you closer to Avayi Saboroi, you can do it. Ring Lav Yifresh. The way the Rinyan starts the discussion sounds much closer to what we normally expect. We normally think of when we hear the statement of Chol HaSech Yerushim Shemayim. In the beginning he says, Chol HaSech Yerushim Shemayim. He's talking about people with Vorm Shel Hashus, Kmo Afil, Rishdi, Rishdi, Rakim, Avadi, Rishdi, Vatash, Tzicho, Kol Tzarech Yigufko, Yiyakul Avavir, Yisbuyeko, Eladol, Makari, Avodos. This is a classical Mekor. This is one of the places that you have it in Mishnah. Chol HaSech Yerushim Shemayim. That this is a kiyum of what they bring from the Pasuk Mishle, Yuchol Tachecha De'ayivu, Inyan V'Shem Shemayim. To understand Rav Yossi, all three of them, each one, the fact that the klal, what put us into proper perspective, we have to finally remember who we're talking to. The clue to the mission, like the mafteach to the mission, is that we have to remember Rav Yossi speaking here. Rav Yossi's title was We spoke about that last week. That's what he says, but what was his title? What was his quality? His quality was Chosid.
Yeah, Chosid.
If you want to hear exactly what it is that Yossi is saying, a clear parallel to Rabbi Yossi. So, the Gemara says, a person wants to be a chosid, so three men doing in the Gemara. One day one says, Yasek, Gemili, the Ovis. One man doing says, Yasek, Gemili, the Brochis. And one man doing says, Yasek, Gemili, the Nezikin. The Moral explains, in the beginning of the Gemara to Rabbi Ovis, long time ago, that there are three basic areas of perfection that a man is supposed to be Isaac in. Benon Chaveroi, Benon Lamokim, and Benon Atzmai. Mili the Brochus is Benon Lamokim, Mili the Nezikin is Benon Chaveroi, and Mili the Ovis is Benon Atzmai. This is the exact formula, the Chosid of the Tanoim, one who carries that title, gives us these three diburim, these three mamorim, that are these very three points. Yin novakavercha, chovelecha kesholcha, that's milidin zikin, that's benon haveira. Haskin atzpalum a toyosh in a yushanoch. Toyo, and the tikkun of midos, which is the preparatory for toyo, is the definition of benon haatzmai. This now says in many places, sometimes he talks about Midas, sometimes he talks about Toya. Then he gets the Binam La'atzman, those are the two tigers. Ramchal says in the beginning of the Hashem that the two areas of Shlem Sa'adam is Muskolis or Midas. These are Toya and Midas. These are the two areas that go together, the partners. And that's the central area of Adam, that's the Binam La'atzman. Everything's in Gaya. Everything's in Gaya at that time. You have all three and all three. But the Tikkun HaMidos, a person has to have, even if he's sitting on an island, desert island. Tikkun HaMidos is not only to be a nice guy. I can give you ways, I can give you books to read, which will teach you how to get along nice with people, even if you have lousy people. Okay. Going in, specialists. in that. And the tachlis of that is how to get out of it what you want. But the tachlis of midos, vadai, is a prerequisite for proper bidom of hadera, is midos tayves. But the hechreach involves a midos tayves. And the main person who carries the benefits, and the one that you have to be worried about, that you should work the difficult avoda of Torah and midos, is bidom la'atzma. Schar, nitim lo'i, so the bidom la'chaveru and the bidom la'mokim avoda is much easier once a person's needs are in order. But the essential part of a person is the person himself, and the tikkun of a person himself is Torah and Midos. And vaday, that will open them up. They'll have the proper capabilities, and that's why it's sent in the Mishnah for Bilam Lamokha and Bilam Kadeh. However, we started speaking about it when we had Rav Loza's Mishnah, that we said that the starting point for a proper Bilam Chavera is not Midos. This is a very basic concept, and the Imik of Dvon, what Bilam Chavera is all about. And here we have repeated the second point, on a higher level, that Bilam Chavera, the Yisoidai, is dependent on attitude. Midos comes second. A person who has a proper relationship, a proper Yachas, the Bilam Chavera, even if his Midos are not Me'achus, he can come to a higher level of Bilam Chavera than the reverse. If you give me a choice between, I mean, everything to an extreme, obviously not. If a person has extremely bad meters, he's not going to be able to have COVID, he doesn't have COVID anyway. So not have an asthma or called Chavera. We're talking about the difference between a Beinuni and a person who's Mushlam in meters. And the person who has the Hasogas of Kvoitcha, the proper attitudes to what human beings are all about. Or does it? It has the Sayyidu Benelma Chavayas or after the Moicha, which is not directly a Sugiya of Midas. It's a Sugiya of Kavod, a Sugiya of Yachas. We'll call it Yachas, is the bottom line word over here. And Midas will be Nif'al, according to the Yachas. Every person who knows his own strengths of Midas and has some relationship that is basically highly positive, for example, hopefully marriage, will know that the relationship that he has under those terms are above and beyond the quality of his needs. Totally out of relationship. Vadai, all of the good needs help, and vadai, all of the needs are not so helpful in the way you're in trouble. But the bottom line of the relationship is based on the atzmius of the yachas, and if that's on a proper high level, then al kofshe al yachas avro is a cloud. Therefore, the Yisoid of Bein HaKavir is after the Chachamoycho, and to the Shuk Sad, the Yei Kavir Kavircho Chov Harecho Kishrecho in Bein HaMoch, in Tosh HaPe, like we had in Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Yossi, compared to Rabbi Loza, is telling us the higher level of this Yisoid. He's telling us the Yisoid of Chassidus. All of Rabbi Yossi's memorial, by the memoriam of a chassid, was telling us Torah HaChassidus. In order for us to understand Torah HaChassidus, when I just, on the side here, there shouldn't be any confusion, the way we use the word chassid, HaChassidus, has nothing to do with the movement of the Baal Shem Tov and his followers the last 100 years. Not that that has nothing to do with this, but that's not what we're defined by chassid. The word chassid is what Chazal always meant by throughout the years, and that's a madriga. There are three basic madrigas of Klal Yisrael, Tzadik, Chosid, Chodesh, that's what Sosa Sharif's Sefer is based on. Three madrigas. You say, really there's a fourth, which is the thread that goes through all three of them, and that's in the, before Yishtabach, you have these. You have Yishorim, Tzadikim, Sidim, and Yishorim. You have at the Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak. Yishorim, Tzadikim, Chassidim, Beishim, you have it in all of the Machzorim, before Yishtabach, Yitzchak, wasn't the Madrigas of Klal Yisrael. The Derech HaYosher goes through all of the Madrigas, and the Derech HaYosher, Masivah HaYosherim, can bring a person from Majegas a Tzadik, Majegas a Chosid, Majegas a Chosh. Majegas a Chosid is the second of the three. The third way Majegas is attainable by Yechidim B'Doyos, maybe not necessarily even in every door, or Yechidi Yechidim in a door. And the Chosid relative to the Tzibur is the Yechidim. And the Tzadik is responsible in all class. So here we're hearing a little bit that the basic attitude, the basic approach to Be'al Chaveh on the level of the Tzadik is you have to have a basic relationship to the person himself. The Chosid has to upgrade, broaden out that relationship such that it can contain within the same formula itself, exact wording, just change one word. It can grow and encompass such extensions of this Yisrael that the Momoin of Chavercho is called the Lech Kashmir. This still needs some explanation, but at least we hear this structure. The Yisrael, this is where the Bnei Yenig of Chassidus into the next part of the Mishnah, Sken Atzmecho, Nu Mutayo She'en Yerusha Mecho. On the simpler level, on a simple level of being mekayim v'chiyev v'kaveya ipin v'toyra, is Yerusha. Anybody who's a Yid, and he's fulfilling his responsibility of a Yid, has a chiyev v'toyra, and he has a chiyev, and a responsibility to be yoytzi that chiyev, of being kind of mashu of that kinyan, that Yerusha of Toyra, every day of his life. And that's a chiyuv and the capability that has no prerequisites whatsoever. Madregis, that's afterwards. But the chiyuv, just like a person who didn't put on film that day, can't call himself a full Jew. A person's not showing shots. That's not what it means to be a Yid. It's a person who wasn't conveyed from the Torah. Exactly the same. Somebody doesn't bench, it's one of the mitzvahs, one of the responsibilities that are not side, but central to the very definition of what is the need to be a Yid. That is not what the mitzvah is talking about. Rashi says, that's fine for a Seichel Kain who says, Seichel Klai Yisrael has a chelek to Yerusha, a Rosh of Yerusha, Yisrael, and everybody has a right, regardless of his madriga, Ein divitei makavim tuma, wherever a Yid is, wherever Madrege is, ak day that the Vayishon says, Halavai isi azohu, uterosi shemoru, shemor shabroi mazir lamutu. What? A person could be totally fine, and the Vayishon gave you two choices. The Vayishon had two choices. One Yid says, I'll keep all of the mitzvahs, but I won't learn Torah. One of them says, I won't keep any mitzvahs while I'm in Torah. For a starting point, the Baruch Hashem says, I choose the second. I'd rather have one who learns Torah than keep. Why? Because in the end, he's going to do everything. Amor shabayu zil lamuta. A person who's gutted Yiddishkeit out of his essence and turned it into a religion, exactly what the Yevonim wanted to do. That's the statement. Just honoring religion. No Torah, that type of religion we want to find, they have no problem with that, it's fine. They'll help you to make it better, they should be able to do it. It's no problem. It's the religious, they have very, no problems. But Torah, that's very different story. That the Chacham Yevon is, it's a chelek with Kei Yisrael, that the Yevon can't handle that. That's what Kei Yisrael comes in. The Majega of Lumma Torah that has a requirement of Tikkun Amidus and is not a Yerusha is that Majega which is fitting for a Chosid, which is called B'loshon Rav and Chazal Keset Torah, which would be known as the Amidah Chachom. It says in its form that Klai Yisrael is made up of 600,000 basic insurance in every generation. And out of the 600,000, there are 613 negative mitzvahs of things. 613, then there's 37, there's 4. It goes down. But the whole of it is a minimum of 613 neshamas in every generation, which are the Tamidim Chachamim of the door, are the Noisei HaTorah VeHadasiyah, are the pillars which Klal Yisrael are dependent on. That's a minimum. It doesn't necessarily have to come in that form. Sometimes you have one individual that can contain within many of these 613, but the Parshas is, there is always a minimum. Parshas, simply a number of 613. This is called Keset Torah. These are people who are Balei Torah. They represent Torah. They speak in the name of Torah. And they are walking safe. The Torah Kol Echad Lefi Madrigosa. The bigger Madrigas is lower Madrigas than that. The fact that Klal Yisrael has within them such human beings, these are the Esrik of the four meaning. Such human beings that are rebounding into Torah in every generation. Not every generation has a Shmuel. So Yiftach B'Doyei Kishmuel B'Doyei. Yiftach B'Doyei Kishmuel B'Doyei. Not every generation is really for the higher heights. Some generations, according to the generations, relative to the generations, it's like Klal Yisrael is all one body. Just like all our bodies made up of all kinds of organs. Some of them are toenails, some of them are kishkis, some of them are livers. And only one of them is a head. Only one of the organs in the brain. But if you have a brain, then the whole body is run. Al pi das, they say. And if you don't have a brain, if the brain is subject to something else, so then the whole body will look accordingly. Generally, in that case, we find him some type of asylum. But the whole of him, Rafidah Madregas, although of the door, Rafidah Madregas of the door, so you have the Rosh of the door. Rosh, very literally, the Roshim heads, those that carry the tail, those carry the Madrega. And this is the Madrega that Chosid is required to attain, is required to be part of. And that you have to know that you can't rely on anything. If your father, your grandfather, and your great-grandfather all together were like this, so you can think that it's easy sailing, and all of them unfortunately here, that there's reason to believe like that. Because it says, anybody who has three generations of Lehim L'Torah, three generations of Lehim L'Torah is a Torah, Machzeh is a Chassan Yishalom. Whatever Torah was, it goes back. So, Yerushalach. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-grandfather, those of us who, those people who have that, you know, generation, it's not so easy to come by, but there are many people still have that. So they have a mokum litois, they can think of Torah by them that they have in the Bible, it's Yerushalom. So the mission is telling them, no. Eru Chanami, there is advantages, and the Torah comes knocking on the door. However, when he knocks on the door, he wants the old Achsanya back. Comes to his Torah Machzer Esal Achsanya Shalom. He knocks on the door, he says, I remember your great-grandfather, I remember your grandfather, I remember your father. Right? And that was a very good Achsanya for the Torah. So now the Torah comes to the son. He says, what about you? Do you have a Achsanya, a belief of your Torah in the prophet? So if the Ben says, okay, come in, I'll prepare proper beddings for the Torah, proper achsanya for the Torah. So, vada, yes, he had the Yishmai, he has advantages. But if the Ben is, chas v'sholom, ki'ilu, what the Gemara says, chavis ha'meis zimri, v'vachshi ischai pinchos. He wants to say, listen, I have that all. Oh, boy, I have that though. So what do you do meanwhile? You have to live 70 years till I get there. So meanwhile, let's work on it. There is such a Yetzirah that affects Bedafka people who are in the Mokum Litois of this Yerushalayim. So that the Torah says, knocked on the door, but I don't recognize. This is not what I want. My grandfather had different types of that. This is not my place. And the Torah goes on fighting. So Rav Yossi is telling us that the Madrega Elyona of Torah requires a Tikkun HaMidos, which will bring to Lumen HaTorah, which only through that combination can a person attain. That level of Talmud Chochem requires the prerequisites Tikkun HaMidos, Lumen HaTorah, to bring it to Chassidus. Haskin Asmachal Lumen HaTorah, this is the Yisrael HaYisrael of the Madrega called Chassidus. this is more maybe than anything else, a cloud that covers all three of them, of all three of the Madrigas, but specifies itself so that they know the Mokhan level, that all of a person's Maisim, even Maisim that a Tzaddik is called Rishus, Tzachil Rishtiya Shoketim. Everything's Mutter, it's not Pishat's Mitzvah, it's not Pishat, there's no Surim over here, everything's Pishat. Stop cookies and coffee. Cookies and coffee. Rishus. Fine. Thanks. So on that, Yeshi tells us that the Chosid, there are requirements. Tzaddik, as long as he has to check it out, what is the potential of it? He has to know about anything that's a mitzvah, he has to run after, and he has to run from. Anything that's not here nor there, it's Rishus. That's for a Tzaddik. For the Chosid, there is no area of Rishus. Like this is a Shah, as the Lord is trying to explain this. The Klal, Yisrael of a Chosid, is that everything that he does, every move that he does, every action that he takes, is Kulei, or Ansoin, or Mitzvah, or Shashavedra, or Yitzhak of Mitzvah. The whole area of Rishus, he divided up between Mitzvahs and Averis, and that area of Rishus that he's Yitzhak of Mitzvah, he runs after, and he's had the Rosh Hashanah at the end. Included anything that's maybe the Avodah Zarah he does. The Imlah, if it doesn't have any, you can't put it in any way, shape, or form. It's not connected to the Avodah Zarah. It's not mitzvah, then you're fishing. This Madrega is the Madrega that is most commonly known when people talk about Hasidim. Chassidus, Madrega of Chassidus is the one that first comes to mind. It's the most greatly misunderstood. And in fact, there are three, like we learned before, the one says there are three psochim to in Chassidus, but there is in Hanami and Tzad Shosh and Kulam that this third one is Malamed on the other two. He gives us the proper attitude that will bring in Benon Chavere up from and on the Tikkun of Nibos are of Lezer's level, so the Apian Erechuchas. Yeah. He took one of the Nibos, the central one that was a totally negative, destructive force, put it in perspective that we spoke about over there, and Zev, that's where he ended with the Lezer. Apian Erechuchas. There's also a cloud. We should have spent more time over there explaining how it's a cloud of all the meters. There is a cloud over there. But Rabbi Yossi upgrades the discussion of meters by two. Number one, he speaks about all of the meters. He speaks a Russian quality of Haskin Atzmokel, which includes, like they're getting in the Sir Haskin Atzmokel meters, Hakashivas, all of the meters. And two, is that he combines the two levels of Tikkun Atzmokel. The Madrigas Atzmi together. Haskin Atzmi were able to bring the two of them together in one package. That the Nibes area of the person and the Torah area of the person are all in the central Sugya, one of the same. They go together. The Sugya that we're learning here, which is the three basic Amudim of the Sugya Chassidus, is really, once we've identified it as such, we should go on to the next session. That's not going to help us talk. Like we learned, if you remember, when we learned the Chavish Talmidim, there was a hierarchy here, not a question of greatness, but the Madrega, which one was a particular Madrega, and then it broke up from the bottom up. So it's not going to help us go further. This is going to get higher. It's going to get higher. But the whole item of Chayra, in Yelei Chassidus, let's leave it for the Chassidim. Let's leave some of these Madrega, Havavai, of us, that we can fully attain the responsibilities of the time. Skipping steps in Ruchnius is well known that that's a Ruchnius is like back against the ladder. So the Mitzvah, the duration we give Shemayim, the two requirements for success in Ruchnius, three requirements. Number one is that the feet should be solidly on the ground. Number two is that the Tachlis should be solidly Shemayim. And number three is that the process is a shlap by shlap process of Moshe Rasul. And that begins in the whole Torah, so it's still in the Yaakov. What happens if you jump on the ladder? you fall back down to the ground. Even what you had, you lose. A person who's not holding metaphysics, and he jumps, unless he's given by some devil, which is maybe what Chassidim tried to give it, unless he's given by some special process outside the regular process, a parachute, or a safety leash, or something, he's going to shut him back up. He's in, at least in great danger, instead of attaining a higher McGregor, of breaking, falling down and breaking his neck. So, there's a requirement, whenever you deal with Chassidus, to put everything in perspective. And if it sounds too attainable, then you don't understand it. Right? At least I can say for myself. Maybe over here there are some people who are shy of the Chassidus. There are at least three that I can think of that may be eligible, uncertain the Jagans. Samus is every year, and this is the point. Every year, even the most partial, any year that's part of Kalai Yisrael, even though his base is Mandrega, is a Tzadik B'Halavai, every Yid has his pluses and his minuses. Every person has his high points and his low points. And each person, first of all, in his high point, in his one Nakuda, where he's got special qualities, he's born with them, he's trained into them, then in those areas, at least, he has to, he can't just be just a regular guy like he is in all other things, but in those particular areas of his particular greatness, he has to bring it to his utmost, and he can't conquer himself in terms of what he was. Beyond that, even though the majority of the cloaks of Chassidus is restricted with many prerequisites, certainly a person has to be a full tzaddik. But there are all madrigas. There's the madriga itself, and then there's a, we'll call it the aurora that surrounds around the madriga. Even a person who can't attain the madriga itself can, by learning the sugya, and by having some connection through understanding of the sugya, can come with thoughts, with efforts to some translation and application of the one that the essence of the Chassidus and apply them to his own life. This you say the Chayus Lavaros explains in the certain Shana Chayus of the King, Shana Chesmen and Nefesh, Shana Chesmen and Nefesh. It explains over there a tremendous Yisrael. One of the Cheshbainas, says the Cheshbainas, he says, is a person has to look around him, mostly inside him, and in all areas of life clarify for himself where he's holding and what is his immediate responsibilities. But combined with that, he has to make the following addition. Anything that he finds that he's ready for, that he's capable of, then he should recognize it, label it, and go for it. What if he's made the cheshbon nefesh and he came to the proper decision, but then it's not for me, I'm not holding my head. So the actual reaction is forget it. I have nothing to do with it. Because the Lord says no. I can still relate to it through two processes that are one. One is the limud, and two is the shifa. Shifa. If a person learns about something, and he doesn't confuse himself with the proper learning. He knows where he is, he knows what this is talking about. And he knows what is beyond him. He's not learning to get halakha or ma'isa, that he should go practically apply himself, he does not care. But the exposure itself gives a aurora, a ration, some type of a ration on a person that can raise him up on his level where he's holding. Two, when the person recognizes what's out to be attained, and he has a shifa, how have I one day I can get there? Even if I know that given the facts, the point of where I'm holding in life, the probability that it'll take 2,000 years twice for me to get there. And these things you don't have to be very practical at all. Now, Adra, we have a chiyuv goma. Chayav olam loymer maisa yegi maisa v'lasavos. What good does that do? Because it's an exercise in linear. That person thinks that his actions are going to be a goma sitting at them. So then, you know, Alexander the Great, Mashiach, anybody else, we have silent places for these people. And if you think that you know you're not going to be, so what does it mean that you have to think that you're going to be? Because a person has to be on the ladder. And that ladder, like we said before, has to be rich when you give it. Now, how many steps up the ladder are you going to get? Nobody asks you to finish. That devotion will give you, afterwards, going to Roy Schach. If you went up three grains up the ladder, and that's all you're capable of. So the eventual immersion will be the rest. When you get the sign off. That's what we were born in the black, right? Little door. That's a little teeny door. I thought we didn't choose that. That was given. That was our initiation. It was given to be after everything. Down. Until long ago, we don't know who it is to talk to. I can do it anyway. Why? Because I'm not going to be able. I didn't ask you to finish. I asked you two things. One is wherever you are, try to get to the next level. And two, is be on the right ladder. Every derech, Yoshe, we said before that the derech of tzaddikim, chassidim, and kibbutzim has a common denominator, it's called Mesiyus Yeshua, which is commonly known as a straight line, derech Yoshe. Straight line is determined by two points, starting point and end point. A person has to know, to be on the derech Yoshe, a clear definition of where he is. If he has a mistake of where the starting point is, then the chances are the whole line is going to be off. And two is that that's called the roots of Arzah, the Chesulim has to be firmly planted on the ground. And two is that, where's the end point? If the end point is one step over my head, then certainly I can get to the end point. I may go backwards. But in order for us to have a proper ladder, we have to have Ha'asaga and a Shifa. At Hashemayim, at Nasigi, Maisonaisar, Roisai. Then our lines will be straight. Then our Derech HaYoshua, how much up the ladder we're going to get, she has to do the best that he can, and it goes both with him and Roisai. She knows what he's dealing with there. He says, that's fine, I can bring a Shifa for that, I can bring out that Masayla from this Derech, right? I understand it so good, but he does. Because he understands that the Sages, how we created the world, the final tachlis, all tachlis, comes from him. Chayesel's job is to do the acts, to do what we can, each one with his own jake. Tachlis, that's the best. So he can bring tachlis out of us. And we can see this back from Pesach Torah. If we would have seen Chayesel 10 minutes before Mishabim would walk into the scene, and we would walk around taking a census of what Chayesel looked like, so then we would have been like the Malach and say, Eloi Devoizor, and 40 days from now, these people are going to be asking, I should have Malach and Malach. So, we wouldn't buy it. But these guys, these are about them. They were about them. We were about them. They had slave mentality, they were calling everything, all business. Eloi Devoizor, totally similar. There were some Levi'im out there on the side that were stolen. Chayesel didn't look so happy fast. But the Bereshit knows differently. Bereshit knows the things. Although near the Einayim, things that always look like what they seem to be. The Bereshit knows different formulations. And what Chayesel in the matter of avodah mitzrayim, what were the Bereshit's expectations? It's like it says. Roshim shmo, Malbushon, okay? Roshim. This basic Jewish identity, right, that they were able to retain, and Shifte Kol, the Yachas, the Yichus, which is part of Shmon, that's what they expect. When they did that, together with all of the Yisurim that went into Mitzrayim, between Yusam were built those Melochim Atsumim, which are called the Doradei. They didn't look like it on the surface, but we don't know what those are. Klai Yisrael has been going through the process now for many years. And we're really all the way down at the end of the process, we're almost totally perfect. So much so, if no one's told me, that the reason for Yiras HaDayos is because if we wouldn't be put into such a choshech and such a goof for choshech time, we're so perfect that there wouldn't be chance for Kriya. So in order to make Kriya, as the generations become more and more process, more and more purified, more and more perfect, they have to be packaged in lower and lower Matsavim. Otherwise, you lose the situation of fear. So a person can never judge himself based solely on what his right now situation is. And therefore, the Chazal Shalom says, a person has to have an honest appraisal of what he can do and do. And what he can't do, he has to feel connected to in two ways, understanding and desire to attain. And then he's connected, he's on the right ladder, And then he goes up the ladder as much as he can. One line, two lines, so 14,000 lines afterwards. So you just, and we spoke to you about that. And this is the way to learn such Mishnayos. The only person makes the mistake of stop bringing it down to its level, then he won't know what the Mishnah is talking about. The person makes the mistake of raising it up to a point that it has no relation to himself, no asaga, or no connection that should even be want or desire to attain that, and it also has nothing to learn how to Mishnah. But we have to try to attempt, which we're supposed to do tonight, to try to see the lessons that can be brought out of the Mishnah. We have to use this formalization, this is the severe procedure. I guess that this will have to be just the starting point, and we'll have to further, maybe it's Kedai, this is a severe, as much as it's a Rohit Ma'od, I'm trying to clarify that. We have to, on one hand, understand the distance from that it is from us, and if we understand that, plus that we can still gain from it, then these things that Chassidus is based on has the capability of overturning a Yid wherever he is, wherever he is. Heard from one of the better ones, this was a short, the Sarah Kav Yosha has two basic qualities. Number one is that there's no end to how high you can go. A straight line, for example, but it's well known, the world is as often said. The central line is the one line of the circle that goes to one extreme to the other. There's no height, the pinnacle of pinnacles that it can attain, and there's no depth that it can't go down to. The Torah, which is called the Sefer Yosha, has within it, in the Mitzvah's essay, like we've learned before, Madregas Oyonis B'Yosha. And the Torah has mitzvahs to talk about what do you do when a person sells himself to another Zohar. What do you do for Haritzeach? And what do you do if a person was relying on nation? All of the worst of five. You read of a person in this figure, he's who deals with such a person? Torah has no limits. You have your festival. What do you want? Whatever. There's a parsha for every Torah from the night from time down in the park. It's a whole parsha for any real life in the world with a relates. And what's bigger chiddush is that it's the exact same pasuk that relates to that spitz up on top and to the low life all the way on the bottom. Because the Torah is that defines this Kavayosh. The capability of understanding higher Madregas on the Kavayosh gives us perspective. Like when a person has to go a path, and it's a jungle and it's a difficult and he doesn't know exactly where to go. If he could get into a helicopter and go up, now I see. That's what it means to learn Yoni Chassidus for a time. For a person, who's not holding him in the day. But if he learns the Dvar, he can get perspective on his own life, even if he's not going to be, not only even, especially if he doesn't get confused and start trying to act like a chassid. Only with that condition. But also not to get confused to think that he's living in life. And each person, and that chedek we're not going to talk about, because this is very, very personal. Each person has to be able to take out of these Dvar, that comes down the ladder and gave perspective and changed the focus of on a more central path, a more derechayah. I thought we would be able to wrap it all up. But since this is a sugya that is ma'od merkozi in Ardo, Ardo in particular has a feel as a bur'ach, as a dur tachtench, that a person can cast a shalom like the choice of getting confused and thinking that he's shmatesh and shmat. He can't take it. He ain't want to. And he has to know it's not like that. He has to know that we're kimat kamat darish bits. The mice in the kind of group of mishkan shemai. The bigger darish is built the oiling, the lower river is built the memorial, and the darish after that built in his mea. And in later generations they built the chotzer, and afterwards they put up the cross and the between the curtains of the chotzer and the amudah of the chotzer, there are these little strings that you could tie to connect them up. And most of them are up also. There's a few left that we got. And when we put them up in the Mishkan Shamayla that we built by the same old finish, then everything will come down and be Nisgal. And that will be physically in the place of English, and that will be Nisgal and all. Who? Kleistel, those you that are sitting in the, those Kleistel that have kindness, those Kleistel that are trying to do if you could say that, they're going to come. You see, who? Nisgal come. Vim like Asher, Vim was, I'm telling you, not much to go. You can't go much further. We hit rock bottom, you can't, like, we can go. True, they thought they wrecked out my last generation also, and we not sure that. And it's a little scary that we're afraid that maybe our children's going to teach us a thing or two about rock bottom. I will be and actually, yeah, vadai, vadai. It's either us, our children, or our grandchildren. It's not the time. That's it. So we're shy. Therefore, we have already a connection to the Dvarim easier. We have free entrance passes to areas we're not so easily available to early generations. The requirements for the little kid, or even the little kid, the rules are a little different there. We're the Benjamin Jennings, Burach. Right? That's good, that's it. Well, Ben School is not. Ben School is everything. And we have a greater capability as long as we don't get confused. There's a danger there. And it can give us a bigger soul, a bigger Derech HaYosha, a bigger lift.
That's the Yitzhak's last shot to try to mess us up. Tell us we're worthless. He sees we have something wrong in the front.